Okay, you guys, House Republicans just decided what their budget proposal bill is going to be, and I just finished reading the details. Oh my God, this is some really disgusting stuff. If you can hear what I'm about to tell you without getting sick to your stomach, then congratulations, you are a stronger person than me. But basically what this budget does, and I'm not exaggerating, is it robs from the poor to give to the rich, like more than I have ever seen before. So what Republicans are trying to do is to get to $4.5 trillion in new tax cuts that will overwhelmingly go to not just the rich, but the mega rich, like absolutely the richest people in the country and also the biggest corporations. For average Americans, people making under $400,000 a year, it will amount to about a dollar a day tax cut. For the very richest, well, they're going to save massively. That's why they're so excited. That's why they elected these people. And these tax cuts for rich people, this is the only thing Republicans care about. It's all they cared about in Trump's first term, and it's all they care about this term. And just like last time, these tax cuts come at the expense of programs you and I rely on. So how do they want to pay for them this time? Republicans are going for about $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion in cuts. Exactly where are these cuts going to come from? I'm going to tell you. And we know quite specifically because they have to spell out exactly which committees are going to be finding the cuts, and we can use that like a breadcrumb trail to figure out what cuts they plan on making. So the biggest one first, they have instructed the Energy and Commerce Committee to find $880 billion in cuts. Guess what that committee is in charge of? Medicaid. They are planning on making that many cuts to Medicaid. They're not going to call them cuts. They're going to call them work requirements and per capita limits, but the effect will be millions of Americans forced off of Medicaid. This might be a good time to point out that half of the children in the United States get their health insurance from Medicaid. Half of the children. 2 out of every 5 births in the country is funded by Medicaid. So kids are the group that benefit the most from Medicaid, followed closely by the elderly, and then veterans. But it gets worse. Next, they're telling the Agriculture Committee to cut $230 billion from their budget. Republicans on that committee have said that their top priority is to cut SNAP funding. That's Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program that helps to feed 40 million of the most impoverished Americans. I'm sorry, families and children. But there's more. They've asked the Education Committee to cut $330 billion. And this committee has floated hiking student aid payments and getting rid of grants. And in fact, if you have student loan debt, I am sorry to tell you that under this plan, your payments will go up about $200 a month. But there's more. The budget also ends the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. This would raise premiums for more than 20 million people and leave 4 million people uninsured. Oh, and Republicans also want to overturn all of the green tax credit provisions because, you know, they don't like creating all of those jobs in Republican districts while also cleaning the air and water, I guess. But lest you think Republicans were stingy with everyone in this budget, they weren't. They allocated $200 billion to their anti-immigrant agenda. Homeland Security will get $90 billion for deportations. And of course, the Department of Justice will get $110 billion for detention and criminalization. So that's it. That's the plan. And absolutely stick it to poor people and working Americans in order to give the richest people and giant corporations more tax cuts when they already pay barely any taxes at all. So if Republicans get their way, we're looking at seniors and babies thrown off of Medicaid, groceries unaffordable for millions of families with babies and young children, a huge hike in student debt payments, and healthcare being ripped away from tens of millions of Americans, which not only means medical debt, death, sickness. It also means rural hospitals shutting down all across the country. I'm going to close by saying what Americans for Tax Fairness said when they posted about this morning. They wrote, all told, this bill would amount to one of the largest transfers of wealth from working people to those at the top in our nation's history. This has been Donald Trump's plan all along. All of the other drama is to distract from this, a massive wealth transfer from us to them. Pay attention. This has also been Elon Musk's plan and every other billionaire who purchased Donald Trump's presidency. But guess what? The many can be more powerful than the money as long as we fight back. So let's make sure we do that. Spread the word, talk to your friends about what Republicans plan on doing, and make sure you call your Republican representatives. Tell them if you go through with this plan, we will absolutely vote you out. And folks, let's mean that, okay?